complaint about her.
I'm that angry.
Thank you for contacting
really
provider services. If this is a medical emergency,
I wanna get angry.
Please
I'm
hang
angry
up and dial 911.
She hung up on
I'm
me.
I'm Carrie,
gave me a lot
your
of
virtual
attitude.
Assistant.
Like a lot of attitude. She's like,
if
that's
you
not
are
my
a member,
name.
Say member.
Like, okay,
if
what's
you
your
are
name?
A provider
she
or calling
name.
On behalf
like,
of
okay.
a provider.
I asked her question. She hung up on me. But also my patient complained about her.
Sorry, I did not understand your response. If you are a member, say member. If you are a provider or calling on behalf of
provider.
A provider, say if you are a Keystone First provider, say Keystone. If you are an AmeriHealth Caritas provider,
provider.
Say AmeriHealth.
CHC.
Sorry, I did not understand your response. If you are a Keystone First provider,
Keystone.
Say Keystone.
Ma'am, put me through.
If you are a Medicaid provider, say Medicaid. If you are a Medicare provider, say Medicare. If you are a Community Health Choices provider, say CHC. Or if
CHC.
You are a CHIP provider, say... Sorry, I did not understand your response.
CHC.
If you are a Medicaid provider, that's CHC. Did I get that right?
Yes, yes. I hate these AI automated things. Hear that.
All right. How may I help you? Say things like claim status,
put
prior
me
authorization.
To an operator.
All right. To help you further, please say or enter your NPI.
Nope. Please put me through.
Sorry, I did not understand your response. Please say or enter your 10-digit NPI.
Please put me through.
Sorry, I'm unable to identify your NPI. Let's transfer you to a representative for assistance.
Thank you. Gee.
Surely.
All calls are recorded and may be monitored for quality assurance and training purposes.
If you do not wish to have your call used for these purposes, please inform your representative. Thank you.
Thank you for calling Provider Services. This is Olga. Can you please provide your first name and last initial?
Before I do that, I just want to ask you, your service coordinators, who, what company are they under? What company do you guys use for your service coordinators?
Before I can answer this question, I need to see the plan.
Okay. The patient's name is, what information do you need so I can get this?
Yes. Mm-hmm. May I please have your first name and last initial for my notes?
It's Shira W, S-H-I-R-A-W.
And your phone number, please?
847-324-5608.
I'm sorry, you've been cutting off. Could you please repeat your phone number for me?
All right. What do you have?
Nothing. Sorry.
Okay.
You
That's
cut
okay.
it off from the beginning.
All right. It's 587 432-9867.
Is there an extension?
Nope. That's the number.
Okay, thank you. May I please have a provider ID or NPI number?
181-124-0211.
Thank you. One moment, please. Are you able to provide a provider ID? Nothing comes up under NPI number.
Let me see here. I'm not really calling for a patient. I'm not really calling for anybody. I just needed the answer of who you guys use for your service coordinators, because I have a patient that's complaining.
Mm-hmm. However, I do have to ask all this information.
Okay, I have a tax ID. Can I give that to you?
No, not really. So the best way for me, if it's...
Okay, let me give you another MPI.
Okay.
132-668-1180.
Okay, one moment, please. Let me try this one. Still not finding any provider. Do you have the company name, the plan name, insurance name for this member?
It's Keystone.
Is it Keystone for Pennsylvania or any other state?
I think it's for Pennsylvania. I'm not calling about the patient. Again, I just need to find out where his service coordinator is coming from, because I have to submit a complaint, and I don't know where she's based out of, which company she's with.
Yes, I understand, but if I'm unable to verify my caller, I'm unable to discuss
it. Let me see if I could get you better information.
Okay, thank you.
Let me just see here. I have a tax ID. That's the only thing we give out is our tax ID. Let me see what else.
Okay.
Try family first, and our tax ID is
822-843-5555. 5555. Okay, one moment, please. I do my best, just one moment. What is the provider name, group name, please?
Family First.
Okay, thank you. I found what I was looking for. Here's the provider ID. One moment. All right, there it is. 5555. Do you have a member ID for me, please, Shira?
030-170-2650.
Is it Medicaid ID?
Yep.
Okay. That should work for me. May I please verify member's full name and date of birth?
Raymond Alston, 04-23-1979.
Could you please verify member's address, because I am seeing two different member's ID with the two different addresses.
315 South Broad Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19107, Philadelphia.
Oh, I don't have this one.
His name is Raymond Alston.
Yes. It can be that they changed the plan. Let me try to see this one, if it's active or not. No, this one is not active. Okay, let's see this. Okay. I believe I found the correct plan, but no, the address is different. So you gave me member ID. Could you please verify member date of birth?
04, Monday, April 23rd, 1979.
Okay, just a moment. So I found the correct member plan, the active one.
I'm sorry?
Yes, we do have two different plans. One was inactive, but mailing address doesn't match.
I just
so you verified
that.
Yes. So what's your question? How can I help?
Thank you. I'm trying to find the service coordinator. I know it's Katira Reed. Do you have that on file?
Yes, I do see this
okay.
person on file. However, I can double check. If there was any change for this member.
No, no, no. Mm-hmm. That's who she is. That's the member. That's the member's service coordinator. I know that. Now, I would like to. Where does Katira Reed work? Does she work with you guys, or is it from an agency?
That's a good question. Let me see. Just a moment. Go into the system. So the member would like to make a complaint about this, so service coordinator?
Yes, and so would, yeah.
Would they request to change service coordinator?
Yes.
Okay, so there is a request to change, okay.
But we also want to put in a complaint, so how can we do that?
Yes, one moment. Let me see some here. Primary service coordinator organization showing in the system Keystone First CHC.
So is that who we're talking to now, or should we? Can we call? Can you put me through to them?
Let me see how they go about this. I guess that should be the member itself calling.
I would like to call in regardless on behalf of the agency to make the complaint as well.
Okay, one moment, please. All right, just a moment. So it seems like this plan belongs to Keystone VIP Choice Medicare, and I can connect you to the appropriate channel for your request. Can
Thank
I place
you
on a brief hold, please?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Before I transfer you, do you have any other questions to me? Community
that would be all
choices?
Today. Thank
all right.
you.
Stay on hold, please.
Thank you for calling Provider Services. My name is LaShonda. Is this, I'm sorry if I mispronounce it, but I'm going to say Shira.
Yes, thank you. Yes, that's my name. Hi.
All right. Hi, how are you doing? And can I have the MPI number of the provider?
So the provider is Family First. I have a tax ID. We just give out the tax ID here.
What's the tax ID?
822-84-3555.
And what's the city and zip code?
Just bear with me one second.
Mm-hmm.
I know that information changed. Um, I apologize. Just bear with me 1 second. I just want to make sure I'm giving you the right information.
Sure.
Let me just see here. Let me just see. One second, please. One second.
Sure.
Sarah, what's our updated address?
Oh, I just need the city and zip code, not the actual complete address.
Philadelphia 19131. Yes, please. And the zip. Thank you.
All right. And what's the and are you calling from a third-party billing agency?
I don't think so. I think we're just calling from, yeah.
The providers. What's the member ID number you're looking into?
So I'm not looking into a member. I'm actually calling about one of your service coordinators to file a complaint on behalf of the patient and the agency. Is that something we can do? I don't mean to be nasty or anything, but it has to be. Someone has to know. So.
I mean, I can put in a review. Not a review. I mean, I can send this for escalation to a supervisor. I don't actually put in complaints for the provider or the member. The member can also call member services to do a grievance as well, but I can put whatever you have.
So putting the patient aside for a second, the agency would like to file a complaint. Who can I speak to in regards to that?
Sure, so I can do that. I just can't take it on behalf of the member.
That I understand.
Okay. And then what is the care coordinator's name?
Over here it says, okay, it's Katira Reed.
Spell the first name for me.
So I'm not sure how she spells it exactly, but C-A-T-E-A-R-A Reed, R-E-I-D.
Okay, so let me try to... You said the last name is Reed and the first name is
Katira, C-A-T-E-A-R-A.
C-A-T-E-A, okay.
I think, I'm not sure.
So C-A-T-E-A-R-A,
Reed. Again, she could probably spell with a K-A-T-I-R-A. I don't know.
I think I found it. C-A-T-E-A-R-A, C-E-T-E-A-R-A.
Again, the spelling for her name is totally, like, not correct. We just hear what she says and we spell it how we think. We don't have the exact...
No, yeah, that's totally fine. I just want to make sure I spell it on my thing correct. So it is C-A-T-A-R-A. A-R-A. And her last name is correct, R-E-I-D. Okay, and when speaking to Ms. Reed, was she speaking to the member?
Well, it was, I think it was two situations with the member and then with the agency. You know, when the patient complains, we don't usually like to just complain and call you guys up right away because sometimes it's just something minor. But the agency was able to see a big lack of disrespect, and out of respect for the patient called us very, very distraught, you know, saying that they were ignored, hung up on the time they needed their assessment, and the caregiver was very, very, I don't want to say respectful. It was disrespectful. They used a different word. It was almost like bullying. I don't know. It was very, very rude. And then the agency spoke to her today, and she was very, very not pleasant, very vulgar over the phone. It's just not way to do. It's not a way to communicate. It wasn't professional. And it was upsetting because we're just trying to help patients here, and you know, we don't want to. It's not right for a patient to call us so distraught and not happy, you know, for you guys as well.
All right, just want to make sure I'm providing.
She hung up the phone on the patient a few times. She shut the phone on the agency a few times. We're legally obligated to follow up for the patient on behalf of the patient and to help the patient out as per them coming to us for that assistance. We can't do that if, you know, the service coordinators don't do their end and don't act respectful. It makes it very difficult for the patient and the agency trying to do their job. And I think the patient put in a request for a service coordinator switch, but that's that.
Okay, so everything I have is that coordinator member wants coordinator to be changed. Facility is obligated to report on behalf of the member. Care management was rude towards agency and member. Do you feel as though that I missed anything?
And just unprofessional.
Yeah, I did use that word.
I also want to stress that the patient called us very distraught, not feeling violated a little bit also.
All right, unprofessional. All right, so I will send this to a supervisor. This can take 14 to 30 days to sort out. Hopefully it doesn't take that long. Normally
we don't need a follow up.
We don't
need
okay.
to know what happens at the end of the day. Really, it's fine. We just need to make sure that this doesn't happen to a patient again. Okay.
No problem. All right. And is there anything else I would be able to assist you with today?
No, I apologize, and I think we're all good for today. Thank you.
No problem. And you don't want to give the member ID, is that correct?
Not that I don't want to. I only have a Medicaid ID.
You don't
ID.
Have to. Okay.
Oh,
that's fine.
I don't, like, I have a Medicaid ID, I have a birthday and address, but that's it. We have whatever he gave us on the intake call.
So do you want to use that or you don't?
How about if the supervisor calls me, I'll just you know,
that's
give
fine.
Them whatever. Yeah, okay.
Yep. All right. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
That would be all. Thanks for your assistance.
No problem. Thank you for calling Keystone VIP Choice. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.